Heather.
Hi, Heather. This is Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. So Dave tells me that you are purchasing a new home and you're closing at the end of this month?
Correct.
Okay, great. I've already reached you at a good time that we can talk?
This is perfect. Yep, I just stepped into another room.
All right, great. So just need some information to get started. First of all, where's the address that you'll be purchasing?
It's 506 Naveen Court, South. Is it east or west? Hold on one second. South, don't think. It is southwest, and it's in Leesburg, Virginia, 20175.
Okay, perfect. Naveen Court, you said, right?
Yes, N-I-V-E-N.
Okay. Looks like a single-family house. Two stories, brick front, two-car garage?
Correct.
Okay. And Heather, can you spell your last name for me?
Yep, it's B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-F.
You said first letter was C like Charlie?
B as in boy, B-U, Burroughs.
B-U-R-R, and then the remainder?
O-U-G-H-S.
G-H-S. Okay, perfect. So the exact date that you'll be expected to close on this property is estimated for what date?
July 29th.
July 29th. Okay. So about 4 weeks from yesterday.
Yep.
All right. And then what's the address that you're living in now?
7730 Cedar Branch Drive, C-E-D-A-R, and then like a tree branch. And that's in Gainesville, Virginia, 20155.
Okay. That's a property that you own or have been renting?
I own.
Now, are you selling that property with the purchase of this new property?
I will be selling it. It's not contingent on selling it.
Okay. I was just curious if you were going to convert it into a rental property.
Rental? No.
And what's your date of birth, Heather?
3/16/84. Are you there, or did I lose you?
And then may I have your best email address?
It's Heather Arlene, so H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Okay.
A-R-L-I-N-E.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
What brings you to Leesburg from Gainesville?
I'm just trying to get something closer to work.
Ah. It's going to shave off some time from your commute.
Exactly.
Perfect. What do you do for work?
I work in corporate finance.
Looks like you have two vehicles, both Kias, currently insured.
Correct.
Through Progressive.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we can get you an estimate on those as well. Do you have your driver's license handy?
I do not. I can grab it.
That would be good.
Hold on one second. I got it. walk over. Just give me a minute. Okay, what information do you need?
Just the customer ID number on it's perfect.
Yep, A is an apple, 62785041.
Okay, and are you the only driver?
Currently, yes.
All right, so which one of the two vehicles is your commuter vehicle, and then if there is one that is just more for pleasure use?
Yep. The Optima is my commuter, and the other one's just personal.
Okay. So on the Optima, going to work from your new home, about how many miles would that be in one direction?
It's about 15 miles going east towards DC.
All right. And then the Sorrento is just for weekends or?
I mean, if I need to haul all my kids somewhere, it's just the extra car. It was my husband's that he passed, so I'm just keeping it for now.
Okay. Sorry to hear about that.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you.
So I just have a question. If you've spoken with your realtor about the year in which certain updates have been made, so approximately the age of the roof on this property, or maybe when the HVAC system was updated?
Yep, so 2014 for the roof. There's two HVACs. One is original, so it's 20 years old, and the other one is 2 years old, I think.
Ah, okay. So you mean one is the like heating component and one is for the air conditioning?
No, there's two. I think there's actually two units in it, one for upstairs and downstairs. The HVAC units, I think there's actually two components,
inside and two outside?
There's one furnace inside, and then the cooling units outside, there's two of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I haven't made my way through all of the pictures here online, but there is a full basement as well?
Correct. Yes.
Is that completely finished, and does it walk out towards the backyard? Does it have a means of egress?
Yep, it's a full walkout, so no stairs or anything. Just walk straight out. It's finished with there's a small storage area that would be considered unfinished, but it's just for storage. The rest of it's finished.
Okay, so you're thinking like maybe 90% finished?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What about any outside decks or patios?
So there is a patio coming off of the main level. It is, I guess, the three weather. It's screened in, and then there is part of it that's not screened in.
But that's all attached to the house?
Correct.
Okay. I'm sure that they've built that into the square feet.
Of the house, the 3,800 square foot, I would say it's not in that because it's outside. I think the 3,800 square feet is just for the interior of the house, and then there's the built-on patio. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's strange. So I'm getting two different figures. On the county website, they have 3,025 square feet. Was there recently an addition?
Not that I'm aware of, unless the basement was recently finished and that got added, and one's for the above and one's for the below. I'm not sure.
That could have been.
I could ask my realtor if he has the information.
Have you already completed the inspection report?
Yes. Is it on there? I could look.
Is there anything in need of repair based on that inspection?
Not that won't. Everything we're asking to be fixed as part of the closing.
That's great. Okay. Yeah, this looks great. And that's genuine hardwood?
To my knowledge, yep.
All right, so we're almost finished.
No problem.
Is there anything in the house that you have that would be of particularly high value, like jewelry?
Nothing that
jewelry
would be over probably jewelry or what?
Jewelry, artwork, antiques.
Oh. No, probably nothing over like $5,000 or so. So I don't know if that's considered high value.
Okay. So just so you know, we also broker for Progressive, and they sell home insurance recently. They started to. But I believe we can cover quite a bit more through another carrier that I like to recommend. It's Erie Insurance. So what they do is they include a warranty for equipment breakdown. So major systems in your house, like your HVAC, hot water heater, sump pump, those are all covered, which is not usual.
Okay.
But you'd have covered for that as well as. Yep. So it covers appliances as well as the major systems.
Okay.
And so normally wear and tear is an exclusion from your insurance policy, but this is kind of like a buyback coverage for that. And then also you would have coverage for your underground plumbing, which is typically never covered. But if there is an issue with your plumbing, the policy actually covers all the service lines below the house. So cable, electric, gas. If there's a pipe that's in need of repair or replacement, it would cover the excavation and the cost of the repair or replacement.
Okay.
So I think you are correct about the screened-in porch. I think they're factoring that square feet separately. Do you have a figure that we can use to cover that? Anything on the inspection report give you an indication of that section of the house?
Let me look. Let me pull up the inspection report.
Then the patio, if I had to guess, looks like it could be about 15 by 15 feet.
I'm horrible with figures, so I don't have a clue. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
My measurement things are like...
Yeah, I look at enough pictures that I think I'm pretty good at estimating.
Okay, let me pull it up real quick, see if there's anything in the home inspection.
Oh, actually, I got it. It was part of the, found it here on the county website. All right, perfect. So here's what we have, Heather. If we had to rebuild that house completely, we've estimated that it would cost us approximately $410,000. Fairly estimate on that figure, but your policy also comes with a built-in guaranteed replacement clause. So what that basically means to you is that if the house is totally destroyed and the rebuild cost exceeds $410,000, then pay whatever the actual amount is. Indefinitely,
okay.
So that there's no cap on that coverage.
Okay.
And that's good for you because some policies will extend coverage, but only by a certain percent. But you have 100% of whatever the actual rebuild cost is.
All right.
And then for your personal property, I doubt you have this much, but 60% of what we're insuring the house for is going to apply to your property, which is almost $250,000. For things like clothing, furniture, electronics, appliances.
Okay, so the personal property would be $250,000, you said, right?
Correct, yeah, about $246,000 if we're being specific.
Okay. I'm taking notes, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, sure. And what's very important that we are also covering is coverage for water and sewage backup. I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's not part of the standard plan. It's coverage you actually have to add on, but it's very important that you have it because it covers anything water-related. If you have water or sewage backup through your drains, your toilets, tubs, sinks, that damage can be quite extensive. We would cover that expense for you too.
Okay.
But your normal policy is going to cover natural disasters and catastrophes like fire, smoke, vandalism, burglary, wind, hail, hurricane. But now you have added coverage for water backup as well. So if any pipes burst or freeze, that's covered as well as all the underground plumbing.
Okay.
So your deductible is $1,000. We cover your limit of liability at $500,000 in case anyone's hurt on your property. Yeah, and you have coverage for everything. So unless it's an industry-wide exclusion, we're covering it. So things like lightning, trees falling on your house, roof being collapsed due to weight of snow, all of that is covered. And the total for the year would be $918. That's including the warranty and the underground plumbing.
Okay, so I'm sorry, how much is the yearly cost?
Yearly would be $918.
$918?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, $918 with a $1,000 deductible.
That's right.
Okay, and then you said you looked at bundling my car insurance in there, or?
Yes, so we're going to get to that next.
Oh, sorry.
Is there any specific coverage that you'd like to have on these vehicles?
I mean, I want to make sure that I don't want like liability. I want the full coverage to replace them or whatever.
Sure.
Or they're up to the value, obviously. And then whatever's reasonable for like the accidents and, you know, medical coverage, things of that nature. And then I also make sure I do a rental car.
Okay. Looks like you have decent limits of liability right now. Are you currently insured at the $250,000, $500,000 limit?
Sounds about right.
Okay. Do you also have an umbrella policy on top of that?
What is an umbrella policy?
An umbrella policy is a separate policy that just covers additional liability. So it's usually sold in increments of $1 million, $2 million, and it goes on top of the auto and the home insurance.
No, okay. I don't have that. Yeah.
That would be good if you had teenage drivers, right? Because they're your main liability exposure.
Okay. No, I don't have teenage drivers. I potentially will add a international driver at some point, but that would be in the next few months that I'd have to call back.
Like au pair or nanny?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at those, but I don't have one now to add, so.
Okay. Sure. We'd just have to make sure they get, I guess, whatever the legal requirement is for them to drive in the state of Virginia.
Yeah, I would require them to get a Virginia license and pass all the Virginia tests and stuff.
Okay. Great. And any tickets or accidents that you've had on the vehicles?
No, I haven't been in any accidents. One's new, but even on my old car, there should be nothing on either of them.
Yeah, there is you know, I think I'm going to call in about this one because there is an accident that's coming up from December 19th, 2014 for property damage to a Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, under, yes. So property damage to a Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah, so
2014.
That is nearly off of your... Yeah, it's nearly off of your record. I just want to call out to an underwriter. Yeah, because we offer a 12-month policy, that would be dropping off in about 5 months. I'm just going to see if we can just avoid surcharging that completely. So before I give you a firm rate, I just want to call out to an underwriter and see if we can just disregard that since it's on the cusp of not even being considered.
Okay, understood.
And since you would be with us for a year anyways, it should be dropping off during that 12-month period, but it wouldn't show up until the renewal. So I'm going to see if we can just remove it prematurely.
Okay, great.
So you're still going to be available until 11:30, you said?
Yep, I'll still be available.
Okay. Great. Let me just make a quick phone call, and then I'll hope to be back with you ASAP.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And there's no other moving violations that have occurred in the last 5 years?
No.
Okay. Great. I will be back in touch with you as soon as I can, Heather.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for your patience.
All right. Bye.